I'm fascinated with historians. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're a product of our history.
That's what I'm. That's one of my reasons for wanting to do this interview, because I think I'm developing that sense of passion.
It's myself. Very the black historian, mm-hmm. the African American historian. We wouldn't be where we are today mm-hmm. if it wasn't for the oral history mm-hmm. of our struggle, mm-hmm. and then the written history. You know, of by black men. Mm-hmm. You know, there are books that and literature that were against the law for us to read. The 60s is when publishers started unleashing books and literature of black writers. It was the 60s, you know, where thirst for black history mm-hmm. became extreme, mm-hmm. you know, extreme, and it's still that way today. That's why my love for the Black Heritage Gallery and what Robbie Lee and Brenda has been doing. People seem to take that for granted.
Right.
But when you walk in the Black Heritage Gallery, man, you're surrounded by awesome spiritual, mm-hmm. historical
rich
feelings of black people. Mm-hmm. People take Black Heritage Gallery for granted. But once you walk in there, it's breathing history. Mm-hmm. It's visual. So, and that's where the Anglo-Saxon, or the white supremacist that is, mm-hmm. have been very successful in the past. They're denying us a knowledge of our history. The black historian is crucial
right.
to our future. Barack Obama is a product of black history. Black history. Mm-hmm. L. Frank O'Lee is a product of black history. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be a Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party Society go back hundreds of years, man. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of years. It's a warrior society. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think did I send you a piece on that? About the Black Panther Party history?
No, sir.
All right, then I'll give that to you.
You said white supremacists. You make it a point to distinct the two.
Yeah, the white supremacists. Yeah, I'll make a distinction.
Yeah.
You know, I've always stated, and one, I don't look at myself as an ex-Panther. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere in the world I'm going to consider myself an ex-Panther, and I had 31 of my friends killed. Mm-hmm. And still have friends in prisons. Mm-hmm. You know. But the white supremacists, this is a brief definition of the Black Panther Party.
Okay.
You go back thousands of years.
The Egyptian Black Panther.
Go back thousands of years. You can read this right here. This middle one right here. See, the Black Panther Party is not a phenomenon that this happened in America. This goes back thousands of years, the Panthers of War. It's always been the Warrior Society. Mm-hmm. Always has been.